Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you want a picture of where humanity is heading, just look up.
Right.
Not at the distant stars, but just above the atmosphere. Low Earth orbit, or ILEO, it's not the final frontier anymore.
No, not at all. It is officially the busiest commercial highway in human history.
And this highway, it's not just crowded. It's the site of a, well, a really high-stakes rivalry.
A technological duel. I mean, that's what it is, happening thousands of miles over your head between two absolute giants, Starlink and Amazon Leo.
And that's exactly why we're here. We've all seen the headlines, but our mission today is to cut through the noise. We want to deliver a hard comparison of the two networks as they stand right now in early 2026.
We're comparing Starlink's, you know, established maturity against what we're calling Amazon Leo's aggressive momentum.
Exactly. So we dove into recent strategic reports, tech specs, the latest analysis, basically detailing the battlefield conditions.
And the goal is to figure out who has the better system right now.
Focusing on scale, technology, and especially portability and price. So let's jump in. Part one, the state of the constellations.
All right.
In terms of just sheer scale, operational maturity, Starlink is just dominant here.
Oh, completely. We're talking about a mega constellation. What is it? Over 8,000 satellites in orbit now?
8,000.
It's a staggering figure. Starlink's network is fundamentally mature. You know, those early frustrations, the dropped connections, patchy service.
All the beta issues.
They're largely a thing of the past. And what's crucial to understand is that with Starship now operational, they're deploying their new V3 satellites.
Yeah.
And they're doing it fast.
And our sources describe these new satellites as massive data centers in space.
Yeah.
Which sounds impressive, but what does that increased physical presence actually mean for the network?
It means they're not just dumb repeaters anymore. They have massive onboard processing and routing capability.
So they're thinking up there.
Exactly. They're performing complex computations, routing traffic, managing the network, all right there in LEO. And they have the maturity to provide true global coverage.
Including the poles.
Right, which is a key marker for any global network.
Okay, so now contrast that massive maturity with Amazon Leo.
They're sprinting.
They really are sprinting to catch up.
Sprinted is the right word. Look, Amazon is playing catch up on the numbers, for sure. They have roughly 1,600 satellites in orbit.
But they hit that key deadline.
They did. They met their critical FCC requirement to deploy half their full constellation by July. So yeah, they're behind on scale, but they have a huge tech advantage just by showing up late to the party.
And that advantage is all about the tech they put in the sky from the very beginning.
Precisely. Unlike Starlink's earliest satellites, every single Amazon Leo satellite is newer. And here's the crucial point. They are all equipped with advanced optical inter-satellite links.
The laser links.
The laser links from day one. Amazon built this high-speed laser backbone into the system from the very beginning.
And that efficiency gain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, building it right the first time instead of having to go back and retrofit a whole fleet.
It's a major strategic benefit.
It has to be. Which brings us to their broader strategic pivot in late 2025.
Yeah, this wasn't just a quiet marketing shift. In November 2025, the engineering codename Project Kuiper officially became Amazon Leo.
The direct-to-consumer brand.
Exactly. It wasn't just a new logo. It signaled a full integration into the core Amazon experience.
I think the name Leo itself is clever. I mean, it emphasizes low Earth orbit, focusing on the speed and proximity that a consumer actually cares about.
And that rebrand happened right as their manufacturing just exploded. We have to talk about the speed of their production.
The Kirkland facility.
The mass production facility in Kirkland, Washington, is now reportedly churning out satellites at a pace that actually rivals SpaceX's Star Factory.
So they're matching the rate of production.
They are. Even if the installed base is smaller, they are building momentum at, well, warp speed.
Okay, so this is where the rivalry really affects you, the end user. The hardware wars.
Yes.
Because in 2026, nobody wants a giant, clunky, motor-driven dish on their roof. The battlefield has shifted to portability.
I mean, I remember those early dishes. You needed a strong back and a roof rack. Yeah. Now, portability is, it's the defining metric for mass adoption. And Starlink, they recognize this.
And they lead with the Starlink Mini.
Which is an excellent device. It's backpack size. It's around $599. And brilliantly, it runs on DC power.
Even USB-C.
Which is huge for remote use. It's perfect for RVs, boats, digital nomads. The trade-off is just slightly reduced speed.
And they still have the standard V4 for your house. It's sleeker, no motors. It's designed to look less like space junk bolted to your roof.
Where Starlink's hardware is very, very good. But our sources, they flagged Amazon Leo as delivering the biggest hardware blow, purely on size.
Right. Specifically, the Leo Nano Terminal. What makes this little thing so revolutionary?
It genuinely pushes the boundaries of what you think is possible. The Leo Nano is a 7-inch square device.
So wait, smaller than an iPad?
Smaller than an iPad Pro. It weighs less than a pound, and it still delivers reliable speeds up to 100 millipedes.
Wow.
You could literally slip that into your laptop sleeve and take it anywhere.
That's a true travel terminal.
Yeah.
For overseas, for deep in the backcountry, anything.
And they round out the lineup with the Leo Pro, their standard residential unit. Still compact, it's an 11-inch square, pushes up to 400 millipedes.
And the big one.
And the Leo Ultra, their enterprise-grade dish, which boasts 1 Gbps downlinks. But the consensus is clear.
Amazon Leo wins the hardware round.
Hands down. For the sheer portability and, well, the lack of size of that Nano.
Okay, so that sets up the performance discussion perfectly.
Uh-huh.
Because speed and latency, that's what defines the experience.
Right.
And both networks are now using those optical inter-satellite links.
And that tech is so critical.
Yeah.
These lasers let data hop from satellite to satellite, traveling at the speed of light through a vacuum.
Which is faster than fiber on the ground.
It's actually faster. It lets data travel the most direct path possible between, say, London and Tokyo, bypassing all that slower ground infrastructure.
So who's winning the core speed and ping battle right now?
Starlink. By a small, but I think a meaningful margin. Because of its vastly denser constellation, the 8,000-plus satellites, Starlink maintains the lowest latency on the market. We're talking 20 to 35 milliseconds.
So if you're a competitive gamer, or you're doing high-frequency trading,
you're still choosing Starlink. It's the mature choice for the lowest possible ping.
But Amazon Leo is challenging them hard on top-end speed.
They are, especially for businesses. Amazon Leo's latency is higher. It's currently sub 100 milliseconds, and they're targeting 30 to 50 as the network builds out.
So it's getting closer.
It's getting there. But their Leo Ultra offering for enterprise users, it provides a higher theoretical top speed of 1 Gbps.
And that puts direct pressure on Starlink's business tiers.
Absolutely. It puts pressure on their pricing models.
Now, one clear differentiator that's left is just coverage.
Which is a function of maturity, right?
Starlink's got 100% global coverage, oceans, poles, everything.
And Amazon Leo's rollout, while it's been rapid, is still limited to areas around 50 degrees latitude.
So if you're in Alaska, Northern Canada, Scandinavia.
For now, Starlink is your only viable option.
Okay, so we've covered speed and hardware. But in this race, sometimes it comes down to one single specialized function.
The killer feature.
The killer feature. Let's look at that divide, starting with emergency connectivity. This is where Starlink has a major strategic lead.
It's a huge lead. The direct cell service is fully live in 2026.
And this is, it's an undeniable advantage. It's all about safety.
It is. Newer Starlink satellites are basically acting as cell towers in space.
And my regular phone.
Your standard LTE phone, if you're in the middle of nowhere, can now text, call, and use basic data using T-Mobile Spectrum and their partners.
No special dish, no special phone.
Nothing. Your existing device just works. It's like calling the satellite directly from your pocket.
So what's Amazon Leo's approach to this?
It's completely different. Amazon is focused entirely on backhaul.
Backhaul. So what is that?
They are partnering with massive telcos, Verizon, Vodafone, to connect remote existing cell towers to the internet. They're connecting the infrastructure, not your phone.
So my phone never talks directly to an Amazon satellite?
Crucially, no. Your phone connects to the cell tower. The cell tower connects to the Amazon satellite.
Which means if you're a hiker, a mariner, anyone in a true dead zone in 2026.
Starlink is the only game in town. It's the only option that bypasses all ground infrastructure.
Okay, let's pivot to Amazon's critical strategic advantage. And it has nothing to do with emergency services or portability.
No, it's about integration.
It's the AWS private cloud.
This is the so what for any enterprise customer, and it is genuinely revolutionary for business networking. Every single Amazon Leo ground station, it's physically co-located with an AWS data center.
Okay, that sounds like a technical detail, but the implications for a global company are massive, right?
Absolutely massive. Think about it. Data goes from their Leo dish up to the satellite, back down to the ground station, and immediately, physically, it's inside the AWS private network.
So it never touches the public internet?
Never. So Starlink is using the public road, but Amazon is building a private gated express lane directly into the data center.
That's the perfect analogy.
It drastically reduces latency for cloud apps, and it slashes security risks for proprietary data because you're bypassing the entire public internet.
Wow.
Look, Starlink is excellent, but its data still routes over the public web. Amazon Leo, for any AWS customer, is basically an Ethernet cable plugged directly into the cloud.
That is a massive competitive differentiator for business.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the consumer's favorite topic,
Christ.
the price war, the bundling strategy. This is where Amazon tends to shine.
I mean, Jeff Bezos is famous for his willingness to kill margin to get market
No,
share.
right.
Starlink, on the other hand, they maintain a premium price. You're looking at around $590 for the hardware and about $120 a month for residential. No bundles. You pay for the service, period.
But Amazon is coming in to undercut them with the power of Prime.
All the analysts are predicting it. Aggressive bundling. The expectation is that Leo Residential will be offered at a discount to Amazon Prime
How
members,
much of a discount?
potentially undercutting Starlink by $20 to $30 a month. That is a huge incentive for the 300 million Prime members around the world.
And the existence of that tiny Leo Nano also creates a lower entry price point, right?
Completely. It targets the light user who just needs reliable 100 Mbps internet, not gigabit speeds. It democratizes the entry point for satellite internet.
So, what does this all mean? The monopoly is officially over. We have two titans fighting it out, and the choice really depends on you, the listener.
Yeah, we synthesized the findings into a simple distinction. If you're what we're calling the pro user, you should probably stick with Starlink.
And that means.
That means you need the absolute lowest latency for gaming, you need that direct-to-cell for safety, or you live in those extreme latitudes, Alaska, Scandinavia, where Amazon's coverage is still thin.
Starlink is the mature pro-choice.
It is.
Okay, so who is Amazon Leo for?
If you're the consumer or the AWS enterprise user, it's almost a no-brainer.
Meaning if you're deep in the Amazon ecosystem.
Right. You rely on Prime, you rely on AWS for your business, you go with Leo. Also, if you just want the most portable internet ever made,
The 7-inch Nano.
it's the undeniable winner. And finally, if you're price sensitive and you're waiting for that inevitable Prime bundle discount, you choose Amazon Leo.
So the takeaway is Starlink is the pro choice, thanks to its maturity.
But Amazon Leo is the consumer giant that is poised to bring satellite internet to the masses.
And the real winner, at the end of the day, is you, the consumer.
Absolutely.
Because competition has finally arrived.
Yeah.
It's driving innovation down to that amazing 7-inch device and up to the most advanced laser mesh network we've ever seen.
But this raises a really important final question we want to leave you with.
Okay.
If every major ground station around the world is now physically tied directly to a private cloud network like AWS, and the data is routed by lasers in space, never touching the public web.
How does that fundamentally change the global architecture of the internet? We're talking about segmenting the web.
Into private, highly optimized corporate superhighways that exist entirely separate from the internet we all use today.
Something to think about. Thanks for listening.